Thank you. the Franklin community. 20 seconds ago in the second period. Pushing up the brackets at 2:15. Gabriel Berry from Warren Central, senior 45-0. The wrestling Christian Lentz from Mr. Walker, 43-3, senior. We'll get back to action.
Alright, here we go. Cody Sampson down. He stands up. Jackson Rodgers, hand still, tries to pull off and turn in. Steven changes level, tries to single. The swing chain control. Cody tries to fight it off. With one trying to throw it away, Steve is driving through and they go out of bounds, but no change, no point. So, Phillips will still be down. He goes down. Phillips, Stevens covers. Stevens goes right to the cross rear. And drives Cody forward. Cody maintains solid position. Here comes Stevens over the top. Marable kids are pretty astute clearly. Phillips right away attempts to cross-race him. Cross it away. Spin. Throws off, stands up, gets another kick. The 7-4 match, 24 for lead all. 34 for a strong boost. 10 behind for Phillips, a 2 takedown, a 9-4 lead for Phillips right now. Phillips is about to touch him down on Stevens. Stevens looking for a Stevenson type action. Since he kind of lost up, but Phillips put a lot of pressure down on him, not allowing him to roll. Stevens needs to regain a little tighter position there. A little loose on it. Phillips is down blocking that Stevenson step. Stevenson's still trying to work it. We're going to go on a third through the 9-4 lead for Phillips. A little semi, a little CC5 match right now between Arizona and Keith.
30 seconds left in that match.
Arizona's down underneath. The CC5 with 46 seconds to go. He's in escape to win. Round 3, 9-4 lead for Cody Phillips. Round 3, we have 50 to go. Phillips ties it up. What are you thinking? Oh, a nice duck single action, drives through the single, cut back, running off the other side, double leg, drives through it, lifts the ankle, drives through him, extending, Sidney hasn't given two yet, he still feels neutral, as Stevens tries to rip out and switch the action, looks like Cody Phillips is trying to flip the knee, and the ref is no two yet, no, Phillips elevated the leg, just behind. He gives two to stop the fifth of danger, so it's an 11-4 lead for Cody Phillips now.
Overtime in the final match.
We have overtime in match two in the semifinal between Keith and Harrisman. And now we're sending a blood time again for Cody Phillips.
Finish up the and a heavyweight, Sean Clark, Jeffersonville, 42-3, senior, the Western Andy, Alexander White, Mount Vernon, 52-1, senior. The final, semifinal match in heavyweight with Charlie Gill, 49-3, from Florida, to Adam Shelford, 37-0 from Winchester.
On blood time. We're actually in overtime on mat 2 with Chief and Harrisman. Looks like Harrisman's trying to set the corner right now on it. It looks like the first period overtime is over. No one's sure we're going double overtime here. Mat 3 action starting up again. Minute 19 to go in third period. Cody Phillips 11-4 lead. Zach Stevens stands through to his feet. Cody Phillips drives into him. Kills across the wrist, drives forward into him. Runs a near side half. Try to reach near side half. Zach Stevens trying to come to his feet. Bell's still driving forward. Still trying to come to his feet. So 57 seconds, here we go in the third period. The feet has come straight up. Cornerfield kick pressure into him, driving into him. Stevens on his hip, trying to switch. Oh, Cornerfield steps over, catches the hand, puts him to his back. Ref gets two near falls. 13-5. Still swinging to his back again. Cristiano has the head up. He's getting more near falls. 30 seconds to go. Still trying to take him back to fight. He secures it. Stevens trying to fight off his back. Ref stops it. Just three near falls. So an illegal hold on Stevens, I believe. The Stevens comes straight up. He's going to stop the match. He's a fresh start. Stevens comes out, throws drives into him. The front quarter is even trying to check my track action. The Meridian 2 wrestled at the track off from earlier in the year. But obviously, the Hawkins won that match. Both men trying head snap and working each other. Not much change over here. In the first few seconds. Both men stand in front of each other. Nelson takes a semi-shot. Back to his feet. Both men work on the head. Little throw by action by Nelson. Comes back, changes level, hits the single leg. He has it. Hawkins tries a spin behind. Puts Nelson's leg. Steps over Nelson. Walking down, whistle blows, comes up with his feet, fighting the hands, Walking drives him out of bounds. Nelson turns back in, gets the one escape, so 2-1, 2-1 match. The both on their feet again, hand fighting, moving into each other, working their moves in the head. Nelson changes level again, tries to drive, get a shot, drive Hawkins out of bounds, trying to fire, but a 2-1 lead for Hawkins. Second three, Hawkins gonna go down. Nelson covers with the blow. Hawkins comes straight up. Nelson has the ankle, drives over him, pressures forward. Hawkins is flat. Nelson looking at a power half. Hawkins knows he's got to roll out. Nelson starts again, Hawkins sits out, pitcher's swing by Nelson forward, Hawkins takes an overhook, tries to spin out underneath, tries to hit some type action, Nelson following, Hawkins squares off, Nelson jumps out to the front corner, they give Hawkins the one escape, so it's a 3-1 lead for Hawkins. So both men on their feet. 3-1 match, minute 16 to go. Nelson penetrates low, elevates Hawkins, cuts to the backside. They're giving him two. The 3-3 match. It's all out of bounds. So it's a 3-3 match, 1 minute to go in the second period. So that's 4 to go, 3-3. We have a discussion here with the officials and town point coach. They're coming back to the middle. Hawkins goes down. Nelson covers with the blows. Hawkins straight up. Nelson grabs the big leg from behind. Elevates to a single. Playing with Hawkins. Down block. Trying to cut the corner on Nelson. Go behind him. Nelson elevates the single leg. Hawkins always reaching on the top. Reaching for trying to lock the shoulder up on Nelson now. Hawkins steps way over the top. Nelson still has the leg. They're not giving Hawkins any kind of furniture. They're still maintaining Nelson has control. Yep. Hawkins has the ankle. Just to stop the match. Hawkins down second third period. Nelson all over him. Riding hard. Hawkins looking for a switch type action. Hawkins working the low range stuff. Nelson almost had two air falls. But Hawkins keeps coming. He may get the reversal. That's the same situation we had earlier. He would have given air falls, but now he gives it to. Nelson starts with the bench to explain the exact situation they wouldn't go too far earlier. I think the official changed it to maybe just a one escape. The official does change it. We got a sense of it earlier that the official gave no points for it.
We can't do it. We're going to do it.
I just throw you out while I'm pushing my eyes at AC. It's not working. They're not contracting right now, so they're not getting as flat coverage as a video or audio. So
until 5 o'clock.
Until 5 o'clock. So everything you're getting right now is some alternative network. John's trying to control right hand so he doesn't snap him. John down single leg,
Light raising arm, pushing the head down. Light hips down, trying to throw off. Trying to clear his leg. So it's good pressure on Johns. He spins back and... Oh, he spins behind Johns. He's going to finish the roll on him. He's getting near fall. Johns has a two takedowns. The ref stops the match, simply dangerous. The lights down now 5-0. 42 seconds to go in the first period. The John covers, whistle blows, right comes straight up. Right clears off. Straight away, there's one escape for 5-1. Right still trying to cut the corner. He has a single leg hanging it up. Ref says no, we were out of bounds. White ducking was buzzed, but they were out of bounds. Still on their feet, 5-1, 25 seconds to go. John Stones is telling her, hey, she's good positions now. Let's get out of the field, 5-1. Let's see the... White's pretty swift. I'm sure White's not going to settle for that. White moves in. He's snapping. Arm snapping. Head snapping. John's trying to keep position. Arm drag double by White. He's trying to cut the corner. John hooks the leg. They get through to White. Two takedowns. White has a leg trap. He's trying to tilt him for two. Time expires. It's 5-3 match. First period.
That was right with the champion in 112 last year, running for the 2007.
So Red's been here before. I don't think he's too shaken by the first period. He's going to keep wrestling. The starting second period, Red's down. John covers. Red straight up. John drives back through with a double leg. Red trying to reach under. Switch type action, but John's breaking his hip down. White squares off. Trying to clear his legs. John still has the head inside single. They're both on the mat, low single. They go out of bounds. So fresh start. White will be down. 5-3 lead to John's right now. 1:39 to go in the second period. So White comes straight up. John's trying to down the single. Well, he looks away. He looks ahead. He's looking for a trade. Oh, they get out of bounds. John's trying to look the trade up on the single leg. White is bent over. John's trying to look ahead. Watch the trade up. But then they're going out of bounds. So go back to Lewis. I'll start starting. There's 1:32 to go in the second period. White's down. John covers. White gets called for caution. He calls it on Green. He calls it on John. There's the whistle. White comes up to feed John. John follows on. They go out of bounds again. Officials telling John that they can't be going out of bounds. John's going to have to do something different. John down a single leg again. It's been working effectively for him. So John's covering again. The official maker to the star spread. So John's covered. With the blows. John's trying to pull right back on a crab ride. Just tight, very tight. Right. Kicking his head. Squares off. John has lost the leg. He's out in front of... Right down front. Right down. There's a twist to right. John keeps wrestling. So 5-5. Right going to give John the escape. John dives in at him. Right blocks down. Sitting behind again. So right on a single leg comes turning it up. Dodge is locking it down on the sideline. Dodge is trying not to give that up. Right hooks both legs. Drag the toes. They get him two. 7-6 lead.
44 seconds.
Right, looks a little fatigued here. He's breathing hard. So yeah, Johns has forced Wright to wrestle hard this whole match. Coming from behind, coming off his back. Johns has pulled it up off a single. Really made Wright have to play his game today. Johns is really smiling up as well. And Wright's breathing very heavily. Johns has doing it all. Everybody's a good wrestler. Everybody's got a lot of heart, a lot of time to come down to mission type stuff. Right, it takes some time. Just about 35 seconds of counting. So he just stopped it at 32 seconds. He's going to give Ryan as much time as he needed. So 7-6 lead. They're going to go optional start. Now if he's going to come down on him or just give him the one. So Whistle Blue, he's going to give him the one. 7-7, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Ryan moves in the collar tie. He's banging. He's snapping the head, snapping the head. Ryan John just maintains position. He changes level into right. They go out of bounds. Fresh start, 27 seconds to go in the second period. John Zink is up. Once again, Wright snaps down, has a front headlock. He's trying to snap him down, trying to snap, or Wright has a front headlock, trying to snap John down. John clears out. John on the collar tie. Wright hangs in the 2-on-1. Wright with the underhook, took a throw by. Throw by, he goes behind. Wright gets a two takedown. It's a 9-7 lead going in the third period. It's in the third period. Wright will take a 9-7 lead in the third period. John will go down. So Wright's going to be off to the start again. Let him go. 9-8 match. Right in the lead right now. John seems to kind of prepare for the snap down. That's what's hurting him right now. Right, pretty quick hands and snapping, arm snapping, and head snapping. I think it's sort of bad shot shot for John. I gave Wright a couple easy go behinds. They're both in good positions right now. There's a change level by Wright. Little penetration drag. Little quick action by Wright. John's keeping position. The official stops the match for stalemate. So 9-8 match, 9-21 to go. Once again, Wright snaps the head, pulls John down, goes behind, steps up, rear cross left, picks him up, drives to the mat, it's a two takedown to take a 3-point lead. 11-8, Wright lead with 1 minute to go in the third period. Wright still on the turf. Special failure with that. Wright looking both ways. Wright has a perfect two-workers behind John instead of off the perpendicular. Now he's going to call John for stalling for just sitting there. So this time John is going to take the injury time. This is a pretty high-paced match.
The other semifinal after 1-8-4.
After we went for the winner of this match, we'll wrestle Camden Effort in the state championship match. The 8-4. tenth of position. Right, get a cover. 39 seconds to go, 3.8 to right. With the blade, John comes straight up, right past the ankle. Switch action by John. He's trying to clear his feet, square it off. Wright's trying to hang on to the single. John's trying to, he had the rigger. He's a clear blade. Wright's still hanging on to the single. He drives back to a double. John drove up on the single. I thought that was one for John there. He was driving up on Wright's single, but the rep went back to, this was no change, 16 seconds to go, 3-point lead for Wright. So there's the whistle, John tries to switch, Wright steps over. He has the cradle locked up. It's in reverse cradle, he pulls it back. He can get me here. He gets one. Then he gets one, one count on it. There's no miracle. Wright still wins the match. 11-8. So, Wright, close to behind. Those guys use a lot of snap type action stuff. Gray's in deep on a head inside single. That's just got a leg done. Gray was trying to cut the corner on him. John Gray rolls, misses the elbow, comes back for carry action. Comes back the other way for a single to a double. Cuts across, bunny hop, drives Berman down, secures a few takedowns. So Gray has a first takedown for 2-0 lead, 25 seconds to go in the first period. So Gray on top of Reagan, working the rear trying to extend Berryman, 4 seconds to go in the first period. Very excited about the back door, but he doesn't have time to get it. I'm looking over here and I'm telling you, I'm picking up humor. Alex, perfect. It looks just like it. Facial expressions and everything. Second series starts. Gray starts in defensive position. Berryman has legged in. Gray maintains a 2-0 lead. Berryman got a power half on Gray. Gray's fighting sliding the shoulder down, not giving Barry an opportunity to score pressure.
Okay, Barry,
you're
going
to Barry was still riding hard on Gray. Gray flat on the mat. Barry had a leg, and when Gray threw the leg, Barry was just trying to force the leg in, but Gray's blocking it out. It was a roll by Gray. Berryman fouled, put the leg in. Looks like he's got a cross body ride on him. Trying to power half, put the head down under. Barryman fouled, put the leg in. So Berryman was applying a lot of pressure there. Keeping Gray flat on his stomach. Official stops the match. Stalemate brings him back to the center for a fresh start. Go, 88 seconds to go in the second period. Gray decent position, leading 2-0. He comes straight up. Berryman jumps into a leg in the power half. Gray kind of slide forward. Gray rolls to his stomach. Still flat. Berryman still has a leg in. Berryman just trying to spin him. Looks like Gray trying to come out the back door on him. Once again, Berryman sends his legs and down. 8 seconds to go in the period. Berryman obviously just wants to get the ride out here. Going to the, not give up the point here. So beginning of the third period, two nothing lead for Gray. Berryman's trying to cross forward and throw the leg. Trying to build his position back up. Gray's still locking the crab ride action up. So Berryman's put his position and Gray throws the leg in again. Gray just does a great job of keeping action on the up on Kuroda, 4-0, 4-3, 30 seconds to go, throw it in our shot. We need to make up quite a few points here. There's the first one. Meanwhile, on round 3, we still have to go. C1 lead. The C1 lead. The Braves have advanced to the finals, and people, the upset is taking place. Jason Churchill upsets Taroga. 5-4, the Bears are state champions for men.
Down on the mat, though. Force,
with the 5-3 lead. Pressure to Norton. 5-3 match, 52 seconds going in the second period. Fourth, freshman forward. Brock trying to fight the hand. Brock coming up. Fourth, the soccer single. Tries back to a double. This is Norton back on the mat again. So good change off for Flores. Norton comes up. Thank you. up with after shit that was blowing from right here. So 15 seconds to go. Once again, this is the one that's falling, but they've got 3 points to give up. So Spencer is going to knock off Scott Harper, the three-time state champion. Folks, that's the second time the tournament state champion did knock off already in this tournament. Well, it's here on the team. It's only 2 rounds in. He just comes over and shakes the coach's hand and walks away. Alright, on map 3. That's the 135 pound reach class. So there's Roosh. The crown point, a sophomore, 40-0. Wrestling Mitchell Ritchie of Brown County, a senior, 42-0. Folks, somebody has to absorb a loss here.
Ritchie ran up 10-30 last year. Ritchie takes 6 and hands 12. She's out of 7.
On that 2, we have Taylor Marsh. 37-1, the Asian Oval left a real Massaro from Carmel, 45-0.
At 135.
Between the four wrestlers, there's one loss by nine. Down action by Roach. rotates out. Double penetration again by Mitchy. Roach just squares off again. You know, not much action going on. Just a lot of touching feeling. Metal chain kind of rotating out action. This is blocking down. Not much going on there. Some robot type action. Not much still there. 36 seconds more of the first period. Not really a lot of action taking place here. Once again, I wouldn't be surprised to see the official try to throw some cautions over here somewhere. I don't think Rose is even attempted a level change in this first period. 23 seconds to go. But Rich is actually tried several level changes. There's a throw by action. Again, there it is. There's a warning on Roach. Another attempt whatsoever. We've seen Roach though. When he hits that shot, it's quick. So there's some more action. There it is again. Rich is just all over Roach right now. Looks like Roach needs to get into the game here. So in the first period, 0-0 score, but Roach does become a caution for scoring. So Richie, he started the defensive position. He's down, Roach covers. The whistle blows. Kind of hard to see if the coach is kind of standing in front of us here, but looks like he's going to get a reversal on Roach. There it is, two reversals for Richie. Hey, right now, Richie is just flat out wrestling Roach. Now, Roach is trying to throw back off, trying to get his one escape, and there it is. So, 2-1 lead for Richie right now. So, it seems like Roach really needs to get in the match right now. Richie just hit the next one by. There it is. I think that's two takedown. They gave it. A 4-1 lead for Richie. Roach is not even attempting an offensive move in this match. It's an all defensive. There's the whistle. Still 2-1. Roach tries to throw off. Tries to throw off and back out and throw out and get it 1. Richie goes for a chest lock. Tries to pull it back down. He's maintaining the chest lock. Richie threw his feet, but not too hard. There's a lot of skills right there. So 4-1, the 4-2. 4-2 lead for Richie. 55 seconds to go in the second period. There's another throw by. The throw by Richie trying to change his other finger to go out of bounds. And Richie is just dictating and dominating every aspect of this match right now. It looks like he's in the match right now. There's a penetration shot by Richie. Rich tries to go behind. Richie follows hard. There's a few takedowns for Richie. 6-2 lead for Richie. A dominating match so far for Richie. Roach doesn't look like he's even awake. 6-2 lead, 12 seconds to go in the second period. Richie's just hanging on right now. Richie got last year or 2 years ago?
Richie got 2 years ago, 112.
Well, right now, we still have the Penn State runner up and he's just dominating. So we get set again. Whistle blows. Rose is trying to fit through. Through an angle. Still off. Rose has the leg. And Ricky still dropping down on him, still over the top of Roach. Roach is heavy, Matt, trying to hang on to Ricky's leg. Ricky's still behind him. Ricky stays behind him. Minute 39 to go. 6-2 lead. Once again, Roach trying to steal a sit action. Almost like Tracy, rotating his pusher of speed, Roach throwing his head off into Ricky's knee, trying to take a leg, but every time he does that, Ricky just seems to drop down and cross face and just prevent Roach from cutting the corner on him. Now, I think at this point, Roach would have pushed off to stand up, something of that nature, because Roach says, that's not working. Just a minute 15 to go in the match, he's down, he's trailing 4 points. Barry, he tries the same thing again. Ricky breaks him down, puts a leg in, he's flattening Roach out. So 45 seconds to go, so a 6-2 lead from Ricky. He's just dominating Roach. Roach has no answer for Ricky. Everything Roach tries, Ricky just counteracts and maintains control of the situation. There's Roach trying to come to the tree, but Ricky switches back to the ankle. Now he switches on to the leg signal. Roach's knee still on the mat. Ricky kind of driving into him. Ref calls warning, calls a caution stalling on Ricky. So with 18 seconds to go in the third period, Ricky can absorb some college at this point. He cannot give up any crazy rolls. But Ricky gets a leg in again, flattening. Roach out, Roach trying to keep his position, he's trying to elevate high. Trying to elevate Ricky over the top, but Ricky's just hanging on. There it is. Ricky upsets Eric Roach. It's on point. 6-2. And Roach was never even in that match. That was all Mitchell Ricky. So Mitchell Ricky maintains an undefeated record from the 43-0.
Yes, he got third at 125 last year. Mark didn't run out to 119.
Okay, this is your second trip to the finals.
First time placing.
So it'll be Taylor March and Mitchell Ricky matchup in the championship. All right, moving on. 145 weight class. We have Steven Sanders with a 42-1. And Mitchell Archer, a senior. This is from Chad Barrett. Eastern, a senior, 48-2.
Looks like we've got Chris Goodwin. Second Matt Gerber. And overtime, 12 seconds to go. Matt won. We got a short right now, which is out there for Doug Wallace. This is the match of the overtime, Coach?
Yes. Just one overtime on that run. 33.
Single. 3 seconds to go in the first period.
So second period, Stanford's going to start the defensive position. Jerry Keller. This is low, Stanford straight up. Barrett picks him up, bring him back to the mat. Stanford back up, tripod, comes back into his feet. Barrett trying to pull him forward. Stanford keeps a good position. Barrett elevates, brings Stanford back down to the edge of the mat. Still wrestling, officials hold it out. Come back for a fresh start. Still a 2-0 lead for Stanford. Stanford set, Barrett covered. There's the whistle, Stanford comes straight up again, Barrett lost. Stanford does a switch action. Barrett follows, elevates, goes on his feet, Barrett trying to elevate. Stanford's locking down. Barrett drops to a single. Stanford trying to clear his leg. Barrett still on the single, he throws the leg. There's the one escape. So 3-0 lead for Stanford. Stanford's going on the front corner and tries to go to... He turns back up, penetrates into Stanford, has both legs locked up, but Stanford's pretty well in that situation, they're out of bounds and squares back up with no point. Oh, nice 10-9 by Stanford, two takedowns. Barrett changes level, Stanford just spun right behind him. And Barrett just shot air. That'd be called an air ball in basketball. Is that a good analogy for that, for one thing you got to know?
I'm talking about it.
Which I don't blame. For a basketball comic book. Stanford right hard, pulling Barrett down to the mat. Stanford maintained a 5-0 lead. Just warning for stalling. Barrett comes out, Stanford choosing back to the mat again. Ankle trap, now took the leg in. Flattens Barrett, Sherman in, trying to work the power half action right now. Barrett still flat on the mat. Barrett looks, might want to try to come off the mat right now. Stanford's got a pretty deep leg in on him. There's Barrett trying to sit. Just start to have some fans. He stands to follow them. So, third period. 5-0 lead for Stanford. This is low. Barrett starts down. Stanford's on top of each other. He pulls Barrett straight back again. Barrett gets in position again. Back to his base. Stands in a crab right type action. Half. Up to the side. Barrett is just continually trying to fight off Stanford's half. Crab right action. Can't seem to clear Stanford's hands. Don't get any kind of hand control. There's another warning on Stanford for just riding. This is what he's doing, he's just riding. He's not trying to start it, but... This is what Chris does. And they did, Stanford's on the day, did that. He's at 5-1. To give Barrett a point. The 5-1 lead. There's a cut away for Barrett. Now it's a 5-2 match with that 13 to go. So Stanford tried to get on cross. Barrett, down block, reshoots, it's extended, Stanford tries to spin behind, Barrett comes back to his feet, Stanford goes behind him, comes to your feet, Stanford tries to pull him straight back, to the crab ride top line, and he secures the two, makes it a 7-2 match, and we go out of bounds in 48 seconds.
Charles, I've won nothing on him. That is so nice. Oh,
between Nashville and Mass 3, 34 seconds to go. Stanford just trying to secure the man. In a good solid position. Seems his level. Bear has a pickaxe there. Stanford slows it. Stanford has a duck under. Bear catches his arm. Stanford slips it off the outside shingle. 10 seconds to go. Stanford is going to be content to hang on and keep Bear's knee on the ground and keep everything tight. No crazy rules. A little bit of a roll, but Chief Stanford wins it. 7-3. So Stephen Stanford will win it. I guess mine's going to be that if don't think Keon wanted to be in that position, do you, Bush?
No.
If he didn't want to be in that position, I'd probably think that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the official is looking for. Maybe he's looking for something different. Oh, yeah, I'll pick up some problems with no takedowns. That's kind of surprising. So no points award there. 2-1 lead for Gatt McGinley still. 5 seconds to go in the period. Sure nothing's going to happen at this point. Keon's been kind of head over heels right in the gather so far this match, so I think that continues. Gatt is eventually going to catch one of those. Push the stand to the back. He needs to get him better control. He's diving in like he's doing right now. A couple times there, Gavin's going to take a little head over heels on the throws. I don't think Gavin's going this way. Keon's just putting him in that position to get thrown. So Keon's going to start to stay on the knee, fighting the risk of the escape. There's one. Gavin nearly got down on a single leg, trying to jump action. He'll go out of bounds. Keon tried to rip over type action. Trying to push him. There's a six on, so 2-2 match. So Keon moving into McGinley. McGinley takes the underhook. Both guys are kind of close to each other, so they're kind of standing in front of each other right now. A lot of action taking place. Keon working the wrist. A clever change. McGinley's locked down. Both guys out of bounds. Both guys back in the middle. 17 to go in the second period, 2-2 score. Keon Jones and Gavin McGinley. Yeah, a lot of shoulder posting. There's a small penetration by Keon. Keon's had a couple level changes. He's kind of reaching and Gavin just kind of pitching him by. That time he almost put him in his back, but he's out of bounds. McGinley penetrates a single leg, drives him out of bounds again. Well, now he's getting Keon from the custom on that 2-on-1 and getting positioned with it. He's wearing the face of Gavin Mann when he posted on Keon's head. So, hand fight on the feet. CC match, Keon takes a small penetration, comes back to his feet. 15 seconds to go in the period. There's a snap. Kidney on action by Gavin. He goes out of bounds again. No points scored. So that's the end of the second period. 2-2 score. So we Gavin McKinley's choice. This is a good defensive position. Alright, so third period, Gavin McGinley is down, Keon Jones on top. 2-2-4. Keon going for a step back. Gavin had nothing to do with that. Gavin catches Keon's new leg, lets it go. Keon's going for a step back action. He's trying to grab and chase him here. He's getting back into Keon. Keon goes for the stuck guy. Gavin rolls through. There's a cradle by Keon. That's the move he likes to be. Like, run that cradle. Let's say, like, I'm getting Gavin. They reverse him out of this. After Keon has it locked up, now he doesn't have it locked up anymore. Gavin breaks the lock. That's right where Mirabeau was like to be. Cross-stage cradle driving it. He's driving it to the cross-stage cradle on Gavin. Gavin breaks the grip finally. Gavin comes back to his base. Keon right back. go. CC Mass. Rewind. There's a roll by Gavin. Keon rolls it through. He has a high-cross miss. This man's out to the mat. Keon's trying to post the elbow, drive across for the softball trail, and Gavin's blocking out. Gavin back to his base. The 24 seconds to go. This is for a chance to wrestle in the state championship. Daniel Young wins the first match over Sam Bennett, 3-1 to advance. The winner of this match is wrestle Daniel Young. There's a whistle, there's a sit-out. Sitting there, down to his feet, his bell's off in the air, he's trying to square off and start in. Keon hangs on, but high-class lift, drives him back to the mat. 10 seconds to go. Looks like Gavin's trying to set the grandy roll. Keon drops him back down. 4 seconds to go. Gavin's trying to cut. On the bottom. He didn't get it. He squared it off. Puts the football right out of bounds. 2 seconds to go. 2-2 match. So next one's Gavin's going to escape it. We're going to have overtime. Going to be overtime. 1 minute. Ready to clock. Those guys chasing the solar system. Keon's going to change his level. There's a carry action by Gavin McGinley. Cuts it off to a head outside single. Driving across. There's a double. He's trying to keep it in bounds. He can't be stepped out of bounds. He takes Keon to his back, but he steps on the line. Clearly both feet on the line. Official stand right there did a great job. Great effort by Gavin McGinley, but a great call by the official. Absolutely correct. So Gavin on the, those guys on the front tower, there's another change on the single, on the sidelines again. Gavin squares off, no points, and the carry action is actually head outside single again. Gavin keeps shooting. Well, I'm telling you, the Keon Tyson is going to start him by now. So 13 seconds to go. The 2-on-1 by Keon. Gavin squares off. Keon snaps Gavin down. 3 seconds to go. They're both on their knees. Trying to fire. Keon wins the fourth. So he's going to go down.
Yeah, so Jessica.
Gavin's on top. Gavin has a leg in. He puts some bolts in. He's looking to call a half action. He's trying to suck Keon back. He's just on the mat. But Keon's got to get his right onto him. He's got a reversal on him. Gavin's hanging on tight. Keon has looking for a defensive call. He's trying to pull it. He's trying to pull it through. There's no reversal there. No points to score, although Keon almost has a defensive foul. So. To McGinley, defensive position is true. Keon's on top. Keon's pretty tough on top. He's pretty offensive. This is a tough back action again, like we were earlier. I think Gavin has that counter pretty good. So Keon has his foul. flagcasting right now. Some pressure down on Gavin's head. Gavin's just laying there right now. A penalty point from Keon Jones. Crucial mental mistake. 3-2 lead to Gavin. He just has to sit there, folks. Keon's going to have to turn him now. There's a trailer. He locks it up. 3-2. It's not going to happen. What a way to lose out on the Oakland State Championship dream.
Gavin has to be
Moses' back is down on the near side. like Moser has his near side up pretty high. He's got a little bit of a foul, but a 3 near foul for McMurray. It sends his lead to 7-2. So McMurray on the far right at Duck Rexy Frail again. This time Moser is 2-1-1, but Bob's face hand, Moser's hand to the other side. So it all turns in. McMurray has the front corner. Moser standing on his feet. Moser's not really putting himself to get extended, kind of staying right there. So it's all simple games, so Moser comes up with a leg in, around the heart of the leg in, and that's not quite the danger. So 9 seconds to go. Second period, Moser is 7-2 lead. A blood tie off of McMurray. So we're on that too. Very surprising. Anthony Kira is coming through the brackets. Coming through on a default by undefeated Drake Stein in the quarters to get into the semis. Just an error shot at the Munster, 25-2. Senior, Kieran, 36-11, the freshman. But Kieran, in the semifinals, actually leading 7-1 during the third period. So, 36-11 freshman, well, as of right now, are thinking to stay championship match. He's wrestling very well. Kieran, he's got no answer. There's a reversal against Kieran. 7-1 lead, 3:45 to go. We're back on map 3. Into the second period. The shot is going to choose offense position. The tripod situation with Murray just breaking him down, breaking his position. With Murray jumping off to a bunny type action, maybe looking for a cradle even. There's the cradle. He's got it locked up. He locked it up. He's trying to bump into Moser. His body's on the same side as the lock. But Moser breaks the lock, and with Murray pushes off to his finger, Moser tries to come to his feet. Moser gets the escape. He's all over his feet. Seconds to go, he has a wrist and a hand. double here. He's really flat on his stomach. Moses is trying to turn, but there's not much there. 10 seconds to go. Moses still trying to fight that same risk. There's warning on McMurray for stalling, but there's 2 seconds to go. It doesn't really matter. There's the match. McMurray advancing to a 750 win for the championship. Well, but right now, it looks like Anthony Chia is a freshman. With an 11-3 lead with 46 seconds to go. He's fighting himself for the state championship match. I'm sure he dreams like everybody else, but I'm not sure he thought he'd be the state championship match in the superstar. Right here. Todd just took a lot of pressure on Tyler. Powell trying to prove his position. Todd's driving over 2-on-1. Threading the needle. Trying to post the head down. Carry it in, 2-0. Paul comes straight up, Todd locks his hands, drives Paul right back to the mat. Paul's got clear hands right now. Got a pretty position. Todd picks him up, cradle, standing cradle, pulls him back. The chicken wing locks in. He's trying to lock it over. He has the hand to the arm. No near fall. He still has the arm locked in. Todd's not improving his chicken position very well. He's allowing Todd to continue to carry his chicken position there. So Powell underneath. Todd still has a wing locked in. Still 2-0 match. 15 seconds to go in the second period. There's a Grandy Pippen. Todd Fowler. So, Fowler is trying to hit the Grandy, but both of them seem like they were there ready to score, and Todd just fouls and doesn't get up the point. Todd may have time to cross this line. Pulls it back to the top for a kill, and he gets a count, two counts. There's a near fall. There's two near falls for Todd. He takes a 4-0 lead with 24 seconds to go. Todd, turf action. He's elevating. He's trying to keep the pace right now. He's taking some more near fall. Paul's trying to break down. Paul did a nice job of bailing out, not giving up more info on all that. So that's the end of the second period. Ross Powell facing a 4-0 deficit. And Matt Todd chooses defensive position to start the third period. So Ross has got to pull some offensive technique out here. Matt comes straight up to sit out, turn, spins in, one escape. 5-0 lead for Matt Todd. Tried to tie up. Todd clears it. A hand fight going on right now. There's a snap down by Todd. The double snap. Keep snapping. There's a wiggle. Both men go out of bounds. Come back to a fresh start. 1:28 to go. Snap time. 5-0 lead over Ross Powell, Northridge. Powell still trying to do the old hip toss type action. But not really much there. So Ross maintains it over it. This will stop the action. Stalemate. Bring it back to the center. There's a whistle, 1 minute to go. Powell facing 5-0 deficit. Todd blocking down, snapping. Takes the underhook. Keeps all tight back on Powell. Powell looks like he's looking for an over and under just for a big throw here. Looks like he's stepping, trying to work in. Todd's blocking out. Ross just keeps stepping in, changes level, goes right to his back. 7-0 lead. There's a Grandy again. Puts the leg, comes out, swings behind for Kyle for a senior reversal. 7-2 lead for Todd. 22 seconds to go in the third period. Kyle lets him go. 15 seconds to go. 8-2 lead. Kyle trying to dig into a big throw. Todd blocking down. Not going to give Kyle much of a hook into. Overwhelming on Todd, but Todd up by 6. And Michael Breckers of Union County, a junior, 46-1.
Breckers runner up at 160 last year.
Thank you. Down, but gets no score.
as we went into the end of the first period, 5-0, five seconds remaining. All was not going to score here. So we're going to the second period in the consolation bracket with Schultz from Adams Central. Adler taking injury time here. So we're going to bounce over here to the semifinal by the two. That's what I'm asking.
Is there anything wrong?
Are we? I don't know.
Oh, we're
That's all right. Yeah. That one doesn't work.
It doesn't work, okay. All right.
Did you get anything out of that? Okay. We're going to take the last down 5-0, coach.
Last down 5-0?
Yeah.
Duckworth?
Yeah.
All right, Duckworth looking across his ride. A lot of pressure on Mapes. Or Mapp.
Mapp, I think it was pronounced it, coach.
Looking for a Mapp follows the kill action. Penalized singles, they get the one escape. So I got the coach's trophy point. We have Mr. Walker in third with 49.5 points. Cathedral is second with 68 and leading right now is Tom Plum with 81 points.
I got 81.
So the start of the second period, Mathis is doing a sort of defensive position. Duckworth covering. Official blows the whistle. Mathis coming straight up. Duckworth stops the momentum, brings it back to the mat. Working on two-on-one, looking for a chicken wing action on Mathis. Mathis is flat on his stomach right now, trying to build his face back up. It's across his ride. Duckworth driving through it. Mathis rolls through. Duckworth follows. Duckworth trying to tilt the two-on-one across his ride. He's getting counts, but not consecutive. There's one. I don't think the ref is going to, he's going to get two. He's showing two, so we're going to go two right there. So 7-2 lead for Duckworth, a 7-1 lead Duckworth. He's going back to the first again. But Mathis bases out, through the position. Looks like Duckworth still controlling their hands underneath. Mathis needs to control the hands and feet somehow. It's not happening right now. Mathis moving out of bounds. Come back to a fresh start, 56 seconds to go in the second period. Duckworth maintaining a 7-1 lead. Over on that too, looks like he was up to the rally with a 1-0 lead in the second period. Over Bryce Grimes of North North. Looks like a Grammy action on Matt too. Mathis comes out with a head inside single. Trying to build up to Duckworth. Duckworth reaching back attack and ankle, trying to break his position down.
We got some stoppage in action on that too. Grimes and Huey Hudson. One over Hudson. Got blood time. For Grimes. Meanwhile, on Matt 4, in a wrestle back, Atwood from Delphi has a 1-0 lead over Schultz from Adams Central in the 171-pound wrestle back in terms of 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th. So we resume action here in the semifinal with Huey Hudson from the local people up in the South Bend area. 1-0 lead for Huey Hudson of Riley over Grimes from Lawrence North. Bryant took the single leg, changes over to a double, jumps two up and down for a takedown and a 2-1 lead. 2-1, Grimes, injury time, knocked him out, revitalized him and got after Hudson, and we're going to take another injury time. Coach, for the semifinal.
Now back over on Matt 3 here, 9-3 lead for Duckworth. Minute 55 to go, just started the third period. Duckworth tried a neck wrench action, but they're going to go out of bounds. Snape has followed through with it. So they're going to come back to the mat, no points scored. For a fresh start in the center.
Well, Duckworth, he can score from anywhere, can
he? Duckworth, semi-shot, reaches Mathis in the front quarter. Duckworth pulling the elbow in. Looks like he wants to try to carry or suck a drag out of this. Mathis tried to cut the corner, and now probably gives Duckworth a carry action, but Mathis squares off front again. Stands up.
I'll tell you what, he's solid. Duckworth's got some really good points. Good hand control.
Keeping Mathis right on the edge there.
He's just such a good and scramble coach, I think.
Meanwhile, down on that four, it's a 1-0 lead. Atlas still ahead of Schultz. They're scrambling around in the third period with 57 seconds left. Adler with a backside half. He's riding Schultz right now.
Is that a 1-0 lead down there?
Yes. Yeah, Adler's ahead 1-0 on Schultz. Schultz tends to score late in the match, doesn't he? Comes on strong.
Yeah, he's better than that, though. Actually, the last match he lost him, really, was he was in the match, and it was just a follow through, roll through. He's out of back of the pin. Wasn't the case that he just got dominated. It was a pretty evenly wrestled match at that point.
Just got caught, huh?
Yep. Good referee got caught, but.
Mass with a set of legs. Referee stops it. Jeffrey gains it.
They just awarded Schultz and Hershey down there, but. Looks like he's going to want to skate, yeah. Looks like it's going to be a tie overtime.
This is a record-back match, folks. Schultz and Adam Spencer and Delphi. Bring Atwood. We'll go overtime. He's going to go from 56, 78. Meanwhile, back here on match two, Grimes takes down in the 30 of a 2-1 lead. And Huey Hudson appears to be injured, so we're going to go back to Matt Fuller, that overtime down there. Atwood in on a single leg, sudden victory. Schultz coming in with a wizard. Atwood trying to hold the position. Tables the leg. But Schultz maintains a good wizard. 14-1, Michael Duckworth advances to the finals at 171.
Pardon? 7? 47. I'd to see that number here.
Yeah. Duckworth is impressive. You know, I watch him now, so far. Nice play down there by Braden Atwood as he lands and deserves the right to vote for 6-6. In the consolation bracket at 171. I just won my final match. Got Hugh Hudson sustaining an injury. Took the injury timeout. Third period, started the third period. He's going to give Grimes the escape to make it 3-1. And he's going to bonus 2 for the remainder of the period. Hudson keeping hands on. Grimes with the single from outside. Two outstanding athletes. Really mixing it up. A lot of hand fighting. To me, Grimes looks a little bigger than Huey Hudson. I don't know if it's the right finger or what. Huey Hudson has had a nice little tournament run here after finishing second, third at the Maryville Summer State. Barely got through the cricket round to get into these championships. Single leg, 2-on-1. Grimes elevates, sets it back down, but Hugh Hudson wants in the crotch. Trying to neutralize him, and he will, because of the stalemate. We'll start back up. So Hugh Hudson finds himself down by two in the semifinals of the championship bracket.
Hit it for the tire, Coach.
It's 71. Well, we got
some ground.
I got this floor.
He's getting a little sneaky here.
Looks like we're from Bill Baker. He's a really light, complexion kid, and he looks red all the time. Looks like he's dead tired. Grimes just took Hugh Hudson down. people thought he was out of shape, but he's going. Third period, he looks red still. And Baker's still going. He's upcoming here to show our lead at 2:15. He's a match away. We're just finishing up this 171 semifinal match. With injury time.
It's the second line, isn't it?
Somebody called out. Grimes did. Who's Grimes? He yelled out. He thought Andy was thought it was you Hudson was crying out.
Well, I think he's gonna do it tonight. They would have called him for the second.
Yeah.
The second time out.
Injury time.
Did they even give him injury time?
No.
I think they did. I think that's what Coach Flash said in the picture right there.
Well, Grimes was complaining the word that he was bending his fingers back. I do.
So they're all pleading their case, huh?
You know, you can grab two fingers and you can't pull them back.
Pull them back.
All right, we got to restart here. Another caution on Hudson. I think that's his only his first. Put an arm shot by Grimes. Hudson's trying to roll out the back door and may give up back points in the process.
With 40 seconds to go in the third period, Grimes is putting a lot of pressure on Hudson right now with a 2-on-1. Hudson tries to roll him, but there's a 2-on-1 on him. Grimes is just a half, and he's getting here for now. Pretty tight right there, so there's the call. That was 5 minutes and 39 seconds,
coach. 5 minutes, 39 seconds.
So Grimes advanced to the final,
the
Michael Duckworth.
And Huey Hudson goes for 3rd and 4th in the consolation bracket. He will let go. Mathis from Center Grove High School. I don't know if they admitted to us or not. So we're on the championship bracket now, 189 pounds. 189.
All right, Matthew Aaron
Stevens. Drew Graver gets an arm drag, and he takes him down. Nice little arm drag. Over Andrew Dalton at East Central. Other semifinal match, we have Marcus Shrewsbury of Crown Point going against Aaron Stevenson of Indian Creek.
Pretty impressive final four here. One loss between the four of them.
Something's got to give here. Who's got the loss?
That would be Dalton from East Central.
He's down there wrestling
Graver.
Drew Graver.
That's his runner-up.
That's
31. But Aaron Stevenson, only a sophomore, wrestling Shrewsbury, 44-0.
Shrewsbury on a nice high crotch. Stevenson tries to switch. He's just a sophomore.
I wonder if we've seen him a couple more years in a row.
Shrewsbury's pretty smooth. Has he signed with anybody yet, Coach? I don't know. Stevenson hits the stand-up. Tries to cut away. And Marcus Shrewsbury follows him out of bounds. So 2-0. Shrewsbury leads. Meanwhile, on 3, Graber cuts the Central kid, and his name is Dalton, Andy Dalton. Shrewsbury, fouling. Dalton and Graber going at it on that 3 as the time runs out of the first period. Scores 2-1, Drew Graber. Graber signed with Kent State. I don't know if you know that.
Kent State?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Cleveland State.
Cleveland State.
Gable Grant jams him down. And I think one of the teammates signed with not Ross Cobb. I think the other
It might have been Farnham.
I'm not sure. Cleveland State, I thought.
And that too, so the Cougars start the second period. Shrewsbury's going to start in defensive position. It's a 2-1 match. Shrewsbury will lead. Shrewsbury gets a changeover type action to start the whip. Stevenson quickly follows. Secure the wing. They'll come to their feet. Shrewsbury's trying to fight the end to go out of bounds. Get a fresh start.
Meanwhile, back here, it's 2-1, second period. They were on top of Dalton, Andrew Dalton from East Central. Drops to a single leg. And releases it for the escape for a 2-2 match. Nice lift by Stevenson. As he's still in control of the Shrewsbury, tries to get the switch. Down on that floor, we got Avon's 189 pounder. Andrew Leach is wrestling Randy Kaufman. I went to the rear, I right singlet. So, it's a 6-1. Leach, 6-2 now, is Kaufman got an escape. We're in on a short carry action here. Bruce Brad. Right out there. Graber and Dalton. Graber on a front headlock, cornering it. Gets around behind. As time runs out and no control is established, according to the official. So it's 2-2. Graber will take down in the third. So we have a 2-2 match. Drew Graber, Northridge High School. Deadlock here, he's taking third period, and we're going to take some injury time here. As it looks like Graber has missed, he must have some asthma. As they bring out his spray bottle. Meanwhile, Shrewsbury with a 3-1 lead over Stevenson from Indian Creek. That's Stevenson, just a sophomore. Shrewsbury, a senior. Still running up at 89 last year. Tony, you on? I can't hear you, so we must be separated. Okay, all right. Down on that floor, we've got Leach ahead, 6-2. Short flip by Randy Kaufman, and the locking hands call by Frankie Medvedzik. On Leach, stops the match, gives the violation, gives the, awards the point. So now we have a 6-3 match. Leach, 8-3, he comes, 8-3, I'm sorry. He gives Leach an escape, Leach gives Kaufman an escape. Makes it 8-4. A lot louder. That's good. Okay, 8-4. As Leach and Kaufman are going at it. Leach and Avon. Kaufman from Rensselaer. And we have a head grip Robin on Leach, so he's going to get that squared away. And then does it to the official. Calls him back to the center with 33 seconds left. And we'll have a fresh start. Thank you. Fireman's carry by Randy Kaufman. Down block, nicely into a front headlock by Leach, now jams it under a improved there. He just got taken down by Stevenson. Sophomore, he's coming back. Stevenson just took the lead. 4-3. 49 seconds in the match. Shrewsbury hits a changeover, stands up. Stevenson lifts him. Drew Graver coming around to two. And a 5-2 lead over Dalton. The Graver will make his second trip to the state finals. Drew Graver. 5-2 winner. And Andrew Dalton at East Central. As Andrew Leach wins his match down there, 8-4. Over Kaufman. So Kaufman drops down to the 7-8 place match. We're going back here to the championship bracket semifinals. We have Marcus Shrewsbury from Farm Point. And Aaron Stevenson of Indian Creek, a sophomore, is 44-0. Stevenson in on a single leg. 2-1-0. No time left. We're going to go overtime. Shrewsbury and Stevenson in the semifinals at 89. Marcus Shrewsbury, body taken. Now he comes into a collar tie, puts a high crotch, turns the corner. Stevenson locks up a chest lock and rolls him through. Shrewsbury comes back over the top. Trying to, in a crackbound position. But Stevenson's doing a nice job of chest locking him. Just looking for a stalemate here. And Shrewsbury cannot catch to the double yet. Now he does. And 2 point takedown for Marcus Shrewsbury. So he'll earn his second straight trip to the state finals at 189. 6-4 overtime, 7 victory. This will be a good match here. 2:15, now on match 4. We got a headlock. Half ball. Albert and Brownsburg, your winner, will fall in 27 seconds. 27, right? So, consolation bracket. Brownsburg's Howland moves on to 5th and 6th.
So Billy Baker, 40-0, Nathan Cleveland, 36-2, looking at 9-5 right now. Cleveland's working a few one-on-one action. Billy Baker's working the head, pulling the head down.
Meanwhile, on mat number 2, we have Tristan Lenton Jr. for Mishawaka. Wrestling Gabe Berry from Warren Central. He was a 7-1 overtime winner. He moves to 45-0. Lance, on the other hand, is 42-3. He's a 3-0 winner. Berry, front headlocks Lance. Lance tries to shoot underneath Berry. Berry fronting him out tough. Then tries a knee pick. Pushes him away. Thank you. we got Christian Lansing, Gabriel Perry, still going at it, 33 in the first period.
41 seconds to go in the first period.
Short single leg by Christian Lynn. He's fully away from it. And driven out of bounds. Right for a first shot. With 13 seconds left in the first period. Jerry Baker just shut down Cleveland from low and right of bracket. There's a double by Gabriel Berry. As time is running down. And the time expires in the first period. 0-0. And Gabriel Berry wins. The slip goes down. Lance a junior. Here's the start, Berry. Short slip. Lance on the spiral rise. Lance tries to put Berry. Now he's got a leg in. And he's looking a power half. So Lance did the same thing in the quarters where he rolled his Kokomo opponent with the legs, and he's doing the same here in this semifinal bout. Now he's got a choke on Gabriel Berry, but he doesn't have a count. Now Lance has got both legs in, cranking a crossface. Now he's got a half on the top side. Gabriel Berry tries to roll him down, put him on his hip, put the pressure off, and we call a potentially dangerous hold. And we'll have a fresh start. Steve Miller from Godfire is your official for this match. He's been assisted by Chuck Barnett. Again, Lance pounds the legs in, pulls the wrist of Berry. And now he's going to kick him over. And Berry's coming close to an escape here. With 24 seconds left, gets to his feet. And gets his 1 point escape. We're neutral here. 1 point with 15 seconds left. Gabriel Berry earns his escape. Let's hit the single leg to outside. Reshoots. But Berry fronts him out. We got a 1-0 match. Gabriel Berry. And we're going to go into the third period. Lance will probably take the down position. And Gabriel Berry has a 1-0 lead. And they're going to take him up neutral. So we're going to go, Gabriel Berry is going to give Christian Lynch his escape. And we're going to battle out on our feet. 1-1. Gabriel Berry kind of stiff-kneed out there as opposed to his counterpart. Christian Lynch has a good flexion in the knees still in the third period as Berry drives him out of bounds. Lance head tapping. Bobbing in and out. Berry shoots a double from out. Lance front headlocks him. Lance trying to pull him inbounds. As Berry looks like he wants to go for the double leg. And we go out of bounds with a fresh start. 1:12 left in the match. Gabriel Berry Christian Lance, Commissioner Walker, Bill from Warren Central. Abbotada, Bill. Lance, I'm ahead. Not really trying to snap him, but to this tie. Now Barry shoots his double. He's pulled up by Christian Lance. Maybe a bear looks like he could explode at any time here. But Christian Lance doing a good job of controlling the pace of the match. High crash from outside. Barry front head locks him. Has inside to improve. Now Lance second drags out and scores. 3-1. Christian Lance with 38 seconds left. Wow, what a match. Bill Baker on match 3. We've got a few minutes on lead as we wind down here on the other semifinal. Barry is being ridden by Christian Lentz. We've got about 12 seconds left. Lentz has a 2-point lead. He could let him go. And he did. Now 3-2. And time's going to run out for Gabriel Barry as Christian Lentz advances to the state championship match at 215 pounds. Christian Lance has really wrestled unbelievable. Won the semi state of America last year. Bill Baker with a 2-point lead. Over to you, with 4 seconds left.
4 seconds to go.
2-0
lead for Baker.
And Baker will advance to the championship match against Christian Lynch. So it'll be Belmont-Mishawaka matchup at 2:15. As Baker continues undefeated. Baker runs his record to 41-0. Bill Russell Lance. Who won 3-2 over Gabriel Barry in the other bracket. Here we go, the heavyweights. Final matches of this session. Now in match 4, we have Joe Fitzgerald, John Glenn. He gets involved with Nate Ritchie to determine who goes for 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th. Meanwhile, on match 2, we have Columbus North. I'm sorry, Matt 2 is John Clark of Jeffersonville, the Red Devils. And he's got some Alexander White from Mount Vernon. White and Clark. As Adam Chalfant gets a takedown over Gil of Columbus North. And that's being disputed right now by the Columbus North official. As okay, on that 2, we got Clark and White. Clark jams underhooks. White. Notorious for good heavyweights. Notorious for good heavyweights. So they had Gary a few years ago. Then they had Schneider back in the 90s. They just keep cranking them out. John Clark with an over-under from Jeffersonville. As we go out of bounds, and we'll have a fresh start. Clark with another hook on White. Can't score with it, so it kind of pushes it away. Meanwhile, down on that fourth Fitzgerald has opened up a 4-0 lead over Brownsburg's Richie in the consolation bracket. Fitzgerald was defeated in the quarterfinal round. By Juwan Zill from Columbus North. Now Chelsea's got a stack over there on number three. He gets a 2-point near fall. Meanwhile, White from Mount Vernon and Clark from Jeffersonville. Clark almost knee tipped White. Clark takes an underhook from Jeffersonville. Now he's front headlocks. Clark kind of shots him out of bounds. Thank you. All right, North Boone. We're pushing the 38-second mark here with Jeffersonville's John Clark, Mount Vernon's Alexander White. Now Chalfont gets the fall on that three. Fired up 10 here. 2:16 into the match. Adam Chalfont gets the fall on that three. Now we're back here with Jeffersonville's John Clark and Mount Vernon's Alexander White. We have no score. We're 1-0. Third period. Start of the third period. I didn't hear you. No. Clark from, Alexander White from Mount Vernon. Clark trying to jam over position. Alexander White tried to drop it on a leg attack. Wing for Craig Fitzgerald of John Van. He'll get the 56. While Richie from Brownsville will drop into the 7th and 8th place match. There's a drive double by Alexander White. I'm impressed with White. He beat James Travis in the quarterfinal match. And James Travis is a pretty decent heavyweight. I think he'll be going for 6-6, if I'm not mistaken. He's got a 4-3 lead down on mat one. If he continues with that, then he's lifting the Delphi heavyweight. He's lifting in Benson. He hangs in there. He will be going for fifth place. And Travis is just a junior. Now we got a 1 point for Green stalling on red. We've got a 1-1 match. We're with Alexander White of North Mount Vernon and Jeffersonville's John Clark jamming double underhooks. He sidesteps, pushes the leg, can't throw it. John Clark did a nice job of body position on the over under his body line. Well, Alexander White continues to pummel in. There's a shot by Clark, whistled up by Alex White from Mount Vernon. We're in the overtime period, 7 victory, 25 seconds remaining between John Clark of Jeffersonville and Alexander White of Mount Vernon. Clark has really been jamming underhooks, trying to force a stalling call. He's already received one as Alex White tries to kneecap him, and he drives him out of bounds. 10 seconds left. Oh, a shot by John Clark. And we don't have a takedown yet. Just Barnett waiting on a call. Now he hits two. Right at the buzzer. What a touch of behind victory. By an undersized heavyweight from Mount Vernon, Alexander White, 4-3, 2-1, overtime victory. Same victory for Alex White. So, Mount Vernon continues to run a good heavyweight with Snyder, Gary, and now Alexander White adds his name to the list as he makes the final match. He'll also have a Chalfont in the championship tonight. That concludes
Papertronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Mormon Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. The friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. Your computer's high-speed DSL, Verizon Air Cards, they've got it all. Papertronics is your hometown show for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. Are you resting over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills coming new under the covers? Escape the winter blues with new energy efficient furnace from Star Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't ask them when it comes to comfort. Just take down this number and call Star Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 East of Elkhart. That's Star Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Hurry into Verizon Wireless by Valentine's Day and get free activation on every line you switch with weekly new agreements per line. That's right. This is your opportunity to get America's most reliable wireless network with free activation. Plus, save big on the latest phones. Switch to any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless in Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-25-EZW. Free termination and other fees apply. Free activation after bill credit. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Take your wrestling to the next level. American Elite Wrestling Camps will be at Fairfield High School in Goshen, Indiana, June 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Sissis and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Flan McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you.
Wow, we have a lot to do in this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. Here's what I want to do. I want to put a new...
Uh-huh.
And over here, take this out and install one of those...
Yeah, which means they'll have to... You know, we may even need to...
Yeah. First, we're going to have to get someone in here.
Sure.
And put in a... Oh, down in the backyard, we should add a...
Well, it's whatever you want, as long as I get my...
Yeah, keep dreaming.
The key then, you know, good dreams sometimes have eye tags. So when you're planning, look for keys for help. And with a wide range of home equity loans to choose from, you'll always have a smart way to make your dreams come true. To find out more, stop by Winnie Key Center. Call 1-888-1234-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. What'd you say?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise with a flip lizard, a complaining caveman, or cute cartoon. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michiana for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and feel our responsibility is to our clients. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you need to protect, we can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9443. Cassidy, meet your ambassador. Here today.
Okay, this is Harry Ward back at Conseco Field House. And we're going to go over the finalists. The wrap-up for the 103 pounds starting out. We got Dustin Kiefer from Franklin County at 5.43 and 5. He will be up from Cody Phillips of Union County. 48-0, a freshman. So we got a sophomore versus a freshman. That's Keith versus Phillips. At 112 pounds, we have Josh Kiefer from Ron Colley, a sophomore, 44-10. He'll be wrestling a junior, 41-0, and Anthony Hawkins. He's a junior. At 119 pounds, we have Camden Eppert, Anderson Highland. He's an 8-4 winner. Moved his record to 38-4. He'll be wrestling Brandon Wright, another former state champion, 48-2, and he's a junior. At 125 pounds, freshman sensation Jason Sursis of Crown Point High School, 39-2, and a freshman. Got revenge on Cash Carroga, the defending state champ, at 119. Beat him 5-4, and he will be wrestling John Gray of Indianapolis Cathedral, a 2-1 winner over Mason Berryman of Anderson Highland. Gray is 44-4, and he is a senior. So we have a freshman versus a senior, Sursis versus Gray. At 130 pounds, DeMarcus Spencer upset defending 3-pound state champ Josh Harper by a score of 3-0 in the semifinals. He will be wrestling, he's a senior at 40-3. He will be wrestling last year's runner-up at 125, Francisco Porras, 39-1, and a junior. Tyrone Marsh, 38-1 at 135, came away with a 3-0 decision over undefeated, previously undefeated Will Moscow. He will be wrestling Mitch Ritchie, 43-0 from Brown County, a 6-2 winner over Eric Roach, the defending state runner-up at 130 from last year. So it will be at 135, Marsh from East Noble versus Ritchie of Brown County. At 140 pounds, defending state champion Steve Sanford, who is in the lower bracket, with a 7-3 winner over Chad Bear of Eastern. He won 7-3. He moved his record to 43-1, a senior. He will be wrestling Ryan Stahl, a junior from Elkhart Memorial, a 1-0 winner over John Sims of Modern Day, 42-2 on the season for Ryan Stahl. Thank you. And we move on to the 145-pound weight class. At 145, we have
Daniel Young, 47-0. A 3-1 win over Sam Bennett, previously ranked number one in the state. So it's Young, 47-0 from Culver Academies, versus Indianapolis Cathedral's Gavin McGinley, a 33-4 senior. He won 3-2 in overtime versus Keon Jones of Maryville. So it's Young, the Academies, versus McGinley from Cathedral. At 152 pounds, outstanding freshman at 37-11. Anthony Carrillo of Chesterton was 11-5 winner over Aaron Espada of Munster. He will wrestle in the finals versus Sean McMurray, 48-0 from Portage, state champion from 135 last year, bumping up two weight classes. He was a 7-6 winner over Kyle Mosher of Yorktown. So at 152, it's Kier Rose of Chesterton, McMurray of Portage, two Doolin Conference wrestling champions. At 160 pounds, it will be Briar Runyon, 42-0 senior from Martinsville, a 5-0 winner over Mark Myers of previously unbeaten Mark Myers of Crown Point. He will be wrestling Matt Todd of Pendleton Heights, an 8-2 winner over Ross Powell, previously undefeated. Matt Todd is 46-0 from Pendleton Heights. So at 160, it's Runyon, Martinsville, Todd, Pendleton Heights. At 171 pounds, in the top bracket, from Lawrence North, Bryce Grimes of Lawrence North got a fall over Huey Hudson of South Bend Riley in 5:39. Ran his record to 46-1. He will wrestle defending state runner-up Michael Duckworth at 160, but this will be a 171. Duckworth is 47-1, and he came away with a 14-7 win over Shabby Mappas. And so at 189, it will be Bryce of Lawrence North versus Duckworth, Union County. At 189, top bracket, Marcus Shrewsbury, Crown Point, ranked number one all season long at 189, a 6-4 winner over Aaron Stevenson, a sophomore from Indian Creek. Marcus Shrewsbury runs his record to 41-0. He will be facing Drew Graver, state runner-up at 171 last year. Graver was a runner-up at 71, Shrewsbury a runner-up at 89. They will go at it tonight. Graver is 43-0. He came away with a 5-2 win over Andrew Dalton of East Central. So at 189, Shrewsbury of Crown Point, Graver of Northridge in the finals. At 215 pounds, junior Christian Lentz in the top bracket, 44-3. Came away with a 3-2 victory over the previously undefeated Gabriel Bay of Warren Central, 3-2. He will be wrestling Billy Baker, undefeated, 41-0 from Belmont. A 2-0 victory over Nathan Cleveland in the other semifinal bracket. So at 215 pounds, it will be Christian Lentz, Mishawaka, Billy Baker, Belmont tonight at 215. And the 285-pound Alexandra White from Mount Vernon, a 3-1 overtime victory over John Clark of Jeffersonville. White is currently 53-1 and a senior. He will be wrestling last year's state runner-up Adam Chalfont, Winchester, currently 38-0. He came away with a 4-216 over Columbus North Jawan Gill. So at heavyweight, White, Mount Vernon versus Chalfont, Winchester, and that is a recap of your finalist here at the 71st Annual Indiana Individual State Wrestling Championships at Conseco Fieldhouse. We will be on the air approximately at 4:45 Indiana time. Well, I guess Indiana's on two different times. It's Mitch's time. Okay. Which means Eastern time. Okay. See you then. Take care.